Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little bit. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back and welcome to our Facebook Live draft show presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you're ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Ryan Fowler of Bleacher Report in just a moment. Sal Capaccio at 5, just as a short intro to those joining us as we launch over on our Facebook page. Bulldog, what do you think? What's going to happen? It's 4 hours from now, and I think you've probably talked about this and thought about this more than any human being. What will happen?
I think Brandon Bean is going to die trying to move up. And I don't know, like that, and that'll go in tiers, because I happen to subscribe to the idea that he'd like to go get as good a player as he possibly can get his hands on and mortgage a lot of the future to do it. I don't know that he'll be able to connect on it. So I think as this thing starts, I'll be as on alert as I've ever been. Maybe since 2018, when we knew the Bills were, you know, targeting a quarterback and they'd already made moves prior to draft day to try to get up as high as they could. Ultimately, they got to 7 and took Josh Allen. I think tonight is the same way. The only difference is once we get past the Bears at 9, and if the Bills don't trade into there or somewhere close to there, then I think like every pick after that, I'd be like, okay, is he going to call these guys? Because I think he's going to want to fill that hole and not just sit back and wait to see what falls to him.
It'll go in tears, and if he succeeds, I will be in tears, I believe. Different spelling. But yeah, I'm not rooting for the trade up. In fact, adding to the success I've had with the weight loss, thanks to Awaken 180, are the additional pounds I've lost today. Just sweating Twitter, worried that any minute there's going to be, oh, the Bills have traded next year's 1 and 2 and Minnesota, just some haul that I would not be excited about. Ryan Fowler with us from Bleacher Report. We had Ryan on a couple of weeks ago and hoped that we could have one more conversation. Didn't realize it would be on the day of round one, Ryan. So especially thank you for that, because I'm sure you're as excited as everybody else for tonight.
Absolutely, guys. As always, thank you for having me on. We're going to get this thing rolling here in just a few hours. It's been a long, long wait, hasn't it?
Yes. I think, and you probably heard our brief conversation here, wide receiver has been almost everything in this discussion in Buffalo for several weeks. I think the big question as we talk a few hours from the start of this, Ryan, is what are those teams in the middle who might want a wide receiver for themselves? From 15 to Dallas, maybe, there could be a half dozen teams where in certain mock drafts you see a receiver picked. That's what maybe the Bills have to figure out, play against here tonight. And I wonder what you think, you know, be as specific as you want or just generally, What is going to be the appetite for receiver once we get past the big three?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, look, there is a drop-off in talent once you get past, of course, your Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Romo Odunze guys. I expect the top 10 on my board, guys I expect all to be off the board by that 10, 11th pick. Now, once you move past that, it's going to be interesting to see how teams value the Brian Thomases of the world, Keon Coleman, Xavier Legette. Is someone going to move up for potentially an Xavier Worthy guys? Because as we moved here over these last few hours, there's been a lot of conversation here at 21 with Miami to where there's a lot of talk as far as them taking a defensive tackle to try to replace, if you will, the likes of Christian Wilkins. But Xavier Worthy from Texas is a very sneaky name there. Watch at 21, a team that values speed. There's been a lot of buzz with Worthy there from Texas at 21. But if Buffalo wants their guy and they're at 28, they obviously have the ammo in this draft to send picks on day two or day three to try to move up. I will not ever flack a guy if it's Brandon Bean to say, look, if that is your guy, Brian Thomas Jr. is your guy, and you don't think he gets past, let's say, 21, go and get your guy. So they need some height at the position. Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel, I like those two guys as inside-outside threats. But where ultimately this receiver bucket is going to really, really maneuver itself and iron itself out is going to be that 15 to 25 range, and when Brian Thomas Jr. comes off the board, that's when I think some teams, potentially even the Carolina, early portions of the second round, to trade in above a potentially a Baltimore or even a Kansas City at 32 to get the guy that they'd like.
How much stock are you putting in Thomas appearing in mock drafts anyway? I mean, I'll just disclaim it that way, to be falling. Like, for months on end here, Ryan, probably the last time we talked, I might have even used this phrasing because I've used it frequently. Like, that middle portion there where teams could be looking for receivers feels like Brian Thomasville. You've got those top three, and then you've got this clump of guys down in the 20s, and Thomas has almost resided in the teens exclusively. This week, last few days, suddenly I'm seeing Brian Thomas Jr. falling to the Bills at 28. Is that entirely, you think, because of the shoulder concern, the injury concern?
There are a lot of concerns around the league with Brian Thomas's shoulder, but I will say this. I don't think he slips past 25 in this draft. You know, I just mentioned the top three guys there. I expect them to be top 10 picks, and he could possibly very well be that next guy. We're going to have to wait 15 picks to see him. Now, it is going to be interesting to see how teams parallel Brian, Keon, and Adonai Mitchell, guys that look the same, but they have different skill sets as far as what they're going to offer immediately, whether it's a guy that can go up and get a 50-50 ball or what he does after the catch, or a guy like Keon Coleman to where he can be an overpowering, physically dominant type of player in the run game as well, or a guy that you want to create undesignated touches. So I believe a couple weeks ago, guys, we chatted about I could see Brian Thomas being there at 28. I just don't see that right now with the conversations I've had here these last few days or these last few weeks. But I will say that anything can happen, and it only takes one team to take the guy. I would not be surprised if Brian Thomas goes at 15, 16, or he goes at 30, 31 in this draft. But there are concerns with the shoulder, but you look at the height, the weight, the speed, what translates to the NFL level, what the Bills want to do specifically vertically with Josh Allen's arm. I think the fit is absolutely there. It's just going to be interesting to see if Brandon Bean, does that shoulder scare him or does it not? And then you're going to have to make a move up for him here as we get to the middle portions of this first round.
For what it's worth, the Bills would seem to have more than the average share of urgency for whoever they pick from these guys to play and contribute right away. You know, another team, Carolina, you mentioned, they can take their time. If a guy isn't ready to start the season, you know, hypothetically, maybe a different equation. We did talk about him that day, Ryan, and we also talked about Coleman, because when you mentioned his name, you know, I got a little bit of a jolt of electricity, because a lot of the conversation about him has been negative. And I wonder, since you brought him back up here, and he's still worthy of mention from you, Ryan, here among these receiver candidates, what's your expectation? Is he round one, Keon Coleman?
For me, he is a round one player in this draft. Now, does he go on round one? I would give it a 45% chance in this class. Now, I will also say this. You look at a team like Dallas in the middle of the 20s, where there's been a lot of talk, is it Jackson Powers Johnson? Are they potentially going to take a Zach Frazier there from West Virginia, who's had a ton of buzz here these last few days? Or maybe do they go receiver? Because as we know, Jerry Jones in Dallas, they like to make a splash. And you look at that receiver's room right now behind CeeDee Lamb, to where every single year, really the floor in Dallas as all we talk about is Dallas going to make the Super Bowl? They're the favorite in the NFC East. We do it every single year. So I think they're a team to keep an eye on, specifically for a Keon Coleman, a guy that has a flashy skill set, an electric type of player, an immediate contributor to where you would love that fit as that wide receiver two behind a CeeDee Lamb, to where the attention's all going to be on 88 and Lamb on the outside. Keon's going to be able to see isolated matchups early on in his career. So, again, he's a first-round player for me. Does the NFL feel that way? If I had to guess right now, just a couple hours here until we get this thing going, I would say no.
Still close, though, 45%. I mean, that's almost a coin flip. So we could see it. We could see it. Ryan Fowler, our guest from Bleacher Report here on WGR.
How do you feel about Xavier Worthy? I would admit, Ryan, that when he ran the time at the 40, I might make the mistake of being predisposed to like, oh, great, there's the fast guy. Somebody's going to overdraft him because he set a record at the combine. But the more I've looked at his, you know, his skill set and read about him, I feel like there's a pretty well-rounded receiver in there that has elite speed. And while he doesn't fit, you know, the size and weight profile that maybe the Bills would prefer on the outside, considering that they lost Gabriel Davis this offseason, and he was such a big part of their run game as well, and on the field, like for 90%+ of the snaps through his 4 years here, I still think Worthy could be a fit for the Bills. How do you feel about that player?
Yeah, I like Xavier Worthy a lot. Now, I will say, you know, a lot of the teams nowadays, the 40 stuff at the combine, it swayed opinions on guys like Keon Coleman or guys like Terrion Arnold. And teams nowadays use this GPS data that's embedded in the shoulder pads of guys around colleges. So they use those analytics for a lot of their speed data. And you're never going to see a guy align on the outside, guys, in a compression shirt and shorts and a track stance and just run straight. That's never going to happen. But I think when you look at Xavier Worthy and his skill set as a three-level threat, to where in this day and age, I mean, just turn on the Miami Dolphins and where it's speed, 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 and it's not just Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. It's guys like Devon Achane and, of course, Raheem Mostert. And I know Bills fans out there know that darn well. But I think Xavier's skill set, again, as a three-level threat, the ability to separate, the ability to put your foot in the ground and work towards the quarterback. And I also think guys in the past, as far as we always talk about these smaller receivers, is it ever going to work relying on an outlying type of skill set that Xavier is because of his frame? And just he's not very heavy in the pants, if you will. Not a lot of sand in his pants, if you will. But the Tyler Lockett's of the world, the Devonta Smiths, and specifically last year with a guy like Tank Dell, who was one of my favorite players in the class, a lot of people really, and even the NFL teams I spoke to, said, look, he's 160 pounds soaking wet. I don't know if that's going to hold up. And he obviously had a heck of a year down there for the Houston Texans. So I'm right there with you. I like Xavier Worthy's game a lot. I think if Brandon Bean likes him in this offense, to where not the biggest guy in the world, he's not a Keon Coleman, doesn't look like a Brian Thomas, but the skill set would translate right away and also force mismatches and also expand your playbook, which is the ultimate goal of every single NFL offense in the league.
With Ryan Fowler, let's get to the top five here. Number one, Caleb Williams seems a given. After that, I have been waiting for Drake May to become the favorite for number two in Washington. You've been close to the Washington franchise, and I know you know it well. That hasn't happened yet, right? I mean, is it now sort of a given or close to one that it's Daniels, or do we not know? What does it look like to you?
Yeah, guys, I've been trying to pull the strings in Washington for weeks now, and I haven't gotten anything. But I will say here, as we creep towards this thing going next couple hours, I would be very shocked if it is not the Heisman winner in Jaden Daniels out of LSU with the second overall pick.
Okay. Would you...
And what happens then?
Before you answer that, like, would you agree with that pick for Washington? Is that what they should do, in your opinion?
If I was Adam Peters, I would take Drake May. Haven't had much prospect fatigue on him as far as I like it. I like a guy right now. I want to win as a quarterback, intermediate, shallow areas of the offense, strictly as a quarterback right now in the younger portions of his career. So, again, if I was Adam Peters, I would take Drake May, but I'm not going to be someone that's going to say, oh, you shouldn't have taken this guy. As long as you have a plan and the correlating surroundings that you have around you, don't be shocked as well if Washington trades back into the first round. There's been a lot of talk there as well, moving to 28 potentially with Buffalo or 29 to potentially get a Tyler Guyton if he's still there from Oklahoma. It would be a dream scenario is what I was told from a source there in Washington. But if I was Peters, I would take May. But I do believe, guys, it is going to be Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick.
So that said, do you think the Patriots should and will take May at three, or is that open for business and that's where things start to get hairy already?
Yeah, things are going to get really interesting, guys, really quick. You look at Minnesota, you look at the Giants. They've been making calls across the league here in these last few hours, trying to get a last deal done. I'm not sure Minnesota is going to want to trade the farm, 11-23, a first in 2025, to potentially move up with New England. And if they can, and if New England doesn't like the packages from elsewhere, I expect them to stay at 3 and take Drake May from North Carolina.
What about McCarthy, Ryan?
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting to see what Minnesota does and even keep an eye on a team like New York and also Las Vegas. Las Vegas wants to make a move up. They've been aggressive these last few weeks in trying to make a move up. I know they like Michael Penix. You can even look at Minnesota and they could say, look, we could even potentially stay at 11 or potentially maybe have to just move in. Let's just trade with Chicago to get in at 9 if we have to take a guy like Michael so Denver doesn't take him or New Orleans or Vegas. But we look at J.J. McCarthy. For me, I would not touch him in the top 10 because of why – I think there are some things in his game to where I need guys that are going to mask some inefficiencies that you may have along your front five or consistently throw receivers open on the outside. Not saying he can't down the line, but right now, and none of these guys are perfect prospects coming into the draft, coaching and development are always perfect, but those teams really, New York, Vegas, Minnesota, things are going to get crazy, guys, here in the top 10 picks, and things are going to throw a wrench into this process because, look, even the thing, too, look at L.A. at 5. There's been a lot of talk with Malik Nabers. I would not be shocked they take Joe Walt from Notre Dame, and then you're New York at 6. So there's been a lot of talk with quarterbacks, and you also have Roma Dunze in the board, Marvin Harrison potentially, if he doesn't go at 4, to Arizona, and Malik Nabers. And then that just throws a wrench in the entire top 10, wow, guys. So anything can happen in this draft tonight. It is going to get crazy really fast. Just sit back and enjoy the chaos tonight, good, guys.
You've mentioned the Raiders and Penix Jr. Nix is the only QB I don't think we've talked about here. Do you think we end up with the five that have been talked about going in the first round and Nix too, or is that too many?
I'll say this. I think Bo Nix is the first-round quarterback. I think all six guys go tonight. I really do. I think Bo Nix, the thing that's been the biggest conversation point has been his maturity and the rapid improvement that he showed going from Auburn to Oregon. And teams just want a guy that's they're going to balance the game manager and also stretching the field. But a narrative that really is gone overlooked in this process is Bo Nix has more targets 10-plus yards down the field than Jaden Daniels in this class, who was known for targeting vertically to Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas. And he also has more touchdowns on targets 10-plus yards down the field than a guy like Michael Penix, who is known for throwing to Romo Dunze, Jalen Polk, and Jalen McMillan. So I think Bo is a first-round guy. He doesn't get enough credit for his athleticism. He's extremely smart. He's a mature quarterback that's going to be able to come into a huddle right away, dissect the playbook, and just live in the shallow to intermediate areas early on in a career. And I think right away for even a team like Denver, I think that would fit right away for them to Sean Payton out there in the AFC West.
Are those teams like a Denver with Nix or the Raiders with Penix Jr., are they making a mistake if they just jump on those players at the spots they're in? Like, should they try to trade down and get value, or do you subscribe to, you know, if you like the guy and you think you can trade down and get him, maybe you shouldn't like him?
I think if you really like the guy, I think get him where you are, just get him in, right? But mm-hmm. I think for me, I would trade down and try to get more assets. I would not be shocked if you move back into the early portions of the 20s, mid-20s is where I think Bo Nix and Michael Penix should go. But again, all it takes, guys, is one team to fall in love with a player, and the boards will be shaken up from there.
Ryan Fowler of Bleacher Report, should be an awesome night. We love the draft. Thanks a lot for joining us today and a couple of weeks ago as well, giving us your time. Have fun tonight.
As always, thank you, guys. Enjoy the night.
Thanks, Ryan.
Oh, I will. I'm really looking forward to tonight. I don't know. I'm very relaxed. You're talking about anxiety, and you're so stressed about this trade up. At least until 7. Well, I shouldn't tell you to relax because you being edgy could be good for us, but nothing's going to happen until the thing starts rolling anyway. You know, like the Bills aren't trading with the Bears until they see what's happening ahead of the Bears. So, you know, you got a while. Just don't tie yourself up in knots.
No, that's good. That's good advice. That's good advice. I'm seeing a BetQL Daily clip about a draft drinking game, which I'm sort of game for it, but not alone at home with my kids. Like, that's not really the spirit
really
of it.
Sounds, no pun intended. What's the word I want? Sad is what that sounds.
Yeah, pathetic.
Sad. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yes. Better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or worse.
What you doing, Dad? I'm just
just playing a drinking game, and I just had to take three shots of tequila because the Titans drafted a linebacker.
Because Mel Kiper said whatever. Like, yeah, right.
I've had my extra coffee. I've got the iced tea. I can prove it right here on the Facebook Live. So I'm definitely sufficiently caffeinated, at least sufficiently caffeinated. Could be over. But, you know, I'm not really, like, wound up, like I said, about a Bills trade yet, like, to your point. But, man, I remember 5 years ago in here, like it was yesterday, that was, like, I might have been red in the face.
Quinnen Williams
rumors.
At Oliver, yeah.
Which ended up at Oliver, and the Bills avoided whatever temptation they felt.
To trade up from 9-3.
9-3 or 4. Was it 3?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this would be the worst idea. I don't want to say necessarily that one of these trades you like is the worst. I have said it, though. I have said that, is this going to be, this would be the worst trade in Bills history?
I think you think it would be the worst, yeah. I was not a fan of the Quinnen Williams idea either. He turned out to be an excellent player. Yeah, yep. Oliver's pretty good himself, and he's not as good as him. But I never bought it. That was the thing. Like, you were so high. I was like, it's all just lies. They're not, nothing's happening here. Whatever. It could have been right. It just couldn't make it work. And so the Bills ended up staying where they were, and they drafted Ed Oliver. This, where they are now with this quarterback and with the Super Bowl window and what they have at receiver, yeah, I'm full speed ahead. Like, go up. I'll worry about all that other stuff later. Who's going to be my safety? Oh, I don't know. Some guy, probably. It'll be fine. Don't worry, Ma. Like, that's me. Just go get me a receiver because, man. That receiving core is tough now.
If that 2019 idea rumor had cost the Bills their 2020 first, that's how they got Diggs on the team. You know, like, it's easy. I think it's easy for a lot of people just like, next year's, just do it. And I just am here to represent, just don't do it. Just say no. Are you a business owner or marketing manager who wants better results from your marketing? Of course you are. Who wouldn't? Your website needs to engage prospects, your video content needs to tell your story, and your advertising needs to convert. Sound about right? Then it's time to check out Quilted Squirrel. For more than a decade, Quilted Squirrel has helped local companies strengthen their brands, gain visibility, and generate more leads. Learn more today at quiltedsquirrel.com. That's quiltedsquirrel.com. Invitation, once again, to you. Call us up. Call your shot. What are you hoping for? What are you worried about? 803-0550 is the number. Sal at 5, round 1 tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. It is our Facebook Live Draft Show, presented by Quilted Squirrel. We'll be right back after the update here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.